welcome to the 361st episode of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my terrific new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, our guest is Daryl Bossart of Peebus Point Lodge on Admiralty Island, Alaska. Welcome, Daryl, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan and Keita. Glad to be on your program tonight.
And I hope I pronounced that right. Is it Peebus?
It's actually Peebus, so it's pronounced a little bit different. Yeah, Peebus Point, named after some explorers to Alaska years and years ago.
Okay, I will get it right as we continue the show. First, Daryl, we need to tell listeners exactly where you're located.
Well, we don't have an address because we're so remote, but to get there, we pick you up in Juneau, and then we fly you south about 100 miles at the base of Admiralty Island. It's a national monument, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. So GPS coordinates work a lot better than an address, but that's where we're at.
Okay. Is the seaplane from Juneau the best way to get there or the only way to get there?
Well, you could take a boat, but it's a really long boat ride. Probably take you 4 or 5 hours, depending on the weather. So a float plane or a seaplane is the best way to come out and see us.
Daryl, give me that enunciation one more time.
Peebus.
Thank you.
It almost sounds too good to eat.
The Peebus, exactly. And what will guests find when they arrive?
Well, as you step off the plane onto our dock, just the beauty that awaits. We're in a secluded bay that has just, you know, snow-capped mountains and just amazing wildlife. But the thing that keeps people coming back is the friendly staff and the warm hug when you come off the plane.
I mean, I think we could all use a hug right now.
Well, a safe distance hug, right?
Exactly, like safe distance hug right now. All right, and what's the capacity and what are the accommodations like?
So our max capacity for our guests is about 38 people. And a lot of there's a lot of great places in Alaska to visit. One of the things that makes us unique is we're not a man camp. A lot of the lodges in Alaska still have a very rustic man camp sort of feel. What we've tried to create is an environment and a staff and a program that, although we are in extremely remote Alaska, it feels like you're staying at a nice resort with all the comforts of home.
Now, you just said that, a nice resort. As an all-inclusive resort, what can guests expect? What is offered at their stay?
So years ago, this lodge, it was opened in 1984. Originally, back in the 1800s, it was a fish cannery. It was became a fish cannery, and it was called Cannery Cove. But now it's an all-inclusive resort. We do everything from fishing to wildlife tours, really nature at its finest. So from glaciers to hot springs to, you know, waterfalls and amazing fishing, you can do it all at Peebus Point.
We're talking tonight with Daryl Bossart of Peebus Point Lodge in Alaska.
And Daryl, I'm thinking city slickers with fish. Sometimes you can take the man out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the man. But you're only isolated on the map since you have Wi-Fi, TV, cell service, and other 21st century amenities. Please share.
Yeah, so because a lot of our guests that are coming, we have business guests that are come and a lot of families that come. And today in the 21st century, we have to stay connected. Maybe it's email from work. Maybe it's a video conference. Because we are so connected, we have to make that available to our guests. And so we have a couple of satellite dishes that we use to bring in, you know, great Wi-Fi for the guests. Cell service at the lodge can be a little limited. AT&T right now is our best option. Once we get out into the bay, we can pick up a few more towers, but right on property, great Wi-Fi through our satellites, and then through AT&T, we've got a tower that's close enough that we can get some great cell service.
Well, I hear you even have a cell phone tower and hot tubs on site. Sounds like my kind of place.
Well, we'd love to have you, and you can see exactly how that is. You know, it's a neat experience to be sitting at a remote island in Alaska in the middle of nowhere, sitting in a hot tub checking your email. Now, we don't have to tell your employers that that email is accessible. We have some people that come up to get away, and you can certainly avoid using the Wi-Fi while you're there. But to sit in a hot tub on a remote island in Alaska looking up at the stars or the northern lights, it's a pretty amazing place.
Well, I love animals and photography. So what might guests expect to see at Pybus Point Lodge? Whales in the bay? Bears looking for the perfect salmon?
The answer would be D, all of the above. On your float plane flight out to the lodge, very common to look down on the inside passage and see whales and eagles. Out of the lodge, otters, orcas in the bay, sea lions, of course, you know, glaciers, waterfalls, hot springs, all great for photography. And bears, yeah. So Admiralty Island has the most densely populated of brown bears in all of North America. And so it's amazing the density of the brown bears there. We don't guarantee you'll see them because they don't like people, even though we like to see them. Because we are so remote and it's in this wilderness area, they're not really used to seeing people. But I would say that probably 60% of our guests get to experience seeing bears on the island.
I am already sold. Kayaks are such a quiet fit, and they seem like a perfect way to peruse the calm bay waters, maybe upping that chance to see those bears from a safe distance. Do you guys have a fleet of kayaks ready for guests to use?
We do. So a typical day at the lodge is that after, you know, get up in the morning, an amazing breakfast, we head down to the docks, and then you have a guide that's with you for 8 hours. And that guide can take you and just experience Alaska like you'd like to experience. We have some guests that come and they want to fish for 8 hours with their guide, which is great. We have others that want to maybe go see the glacier in the morning and on the way back stop and go fishing. And then in the evenings when the guides come back, the guides will then vacuum pack and fillet and freeze any fish that you've caught during the day. And then the kayaks in the bay is one of the real popular activities in the evening. And so, you know, because the bears are skittish around engines, taking a kayak and paddling up to the end of the bay by the river mouth is a fun way to look for bears and a great way to just, you know, feel the serenity of Alaska. One of the beauties of the location of our lodge, because we're on the inside passage and because we're, you know, hundreds of miles away from Juneau or any other big city, and there's no other lodges around us, we can go and fish immediately. So there's no long boat rides. And because we're on the inside passage, the water, if you go to the website and watch some of our videos, you'll see how calm the water is. We have a lot of guests that come just to our location because they don't want to deal with the swells out in the ocean, out in the Pacific. And so because we're so protected, you can really see and do it all on those calm waters, which, again, is great for kayaking, so you don't have to worry about any of those big waves.
I know a lot about those big waves. I have a few friends that are captains out there. And for those people that are looking for a little bit more of that adrenaline, do you guys offer something a little bit faster, less labor-intensive, like jet-powered skiffs or anything?
Yeah, so in the evenings, one of the other activities, in addition to kayaking, or, well, you know, you can go crabbing and shrimping, which is a lot of fun. It's nothing like Deadliest Catch. You know, our crabbing and shrimping is very mild. But still fun to do and fun to, you know, pull your own crab pot up and then enjoy some fresh seafood. But one of the other activities in the evening is we have some 21-foot jet-driven boats. And so once you're done with the guides, you can go and check out one of these boats and you can put, you know, party of four or six, and then either go and motor up in the bay looking for more wildlife or go out and try to catch another halibut. So a lot of fun to do on in the evenings.
Fresh halibut in Alaska is probably one of my favorite things next to fresh salmon. We are talking with Daryl Lichard tonight of Pybus Point Lodge in Alaska. So, as I was just mentioning food, as the foodie on this broadcast booth, I'd like to know more about your chef and the menu. Was fish served to the guests swimming like 5 minutes before they ate it? And do visitors catch their own dinner?
Yes, yes, and yes. So we love food almost as much as we love Alaska. And so, again, a lot of lodges in Alaska are still kind of a man camp experience or family dining where they might bring a pot of beef stew out and you kind of serve yourself type of a thing. At our lodge, because we really want to have that experience that allows a wide variety of guests to come and enjoy it, we actually hire 3 chefs that are with us the full time. So the executive chef is named Dorian Kidd. So Chef Dorian is an amazing chef. He's used to be an executive Marriott chef. And then we have a sous chef named Ian. And then our pastry chef, who is absolutely amazing, is Katie. And so not only do you have amazing meals, but then you've also got an amazing dessert to chase it down with. So we do a lot of fresh breads, a lot of fresh pastries, courtesy of Chef Katie. And so, yes, we do eat a lot of – one question we get asked often is if I'm at a resort where fishing is a big part of it, do I have to eat fish every night? The answer is no. We've got guests all across the spectrum from keto to vegetarian to vegan and everything in between with all kinds of food allergies mixed in there. And so with our team of chefs, we can really cover all of that. And one of the real popular items on the menu is, we call it catch of the day. And that is if you go out and you catch a nice salmon or a halibut or maybe some rockfish or some cod or whatever, you can catch those and bring them back. And Dorian will cook those up for you. And you can have an amazing meal that was just out swimming not too long before.
Okay, what are the main attractions of Pybus Point Lodge? Is it world-class fishing, wildlife tours, day trips to local landmarks, romantic cabins with fireplaces, gourmet food? There's so many different things. What would you say?
The main draw, I think, is the world-class fishing. Because of the location, you can do deep-sea fishing for, great halibut, rockfish, cod. And you can do that all in the smooth, calm waters of Southeast Alaska on the Inside Passage. So I would say that's probably our biggest draw. Now, what's really unique, though, is because we are so close to, glaciers and hot springs and waterfalls and the wildlife, when a group comes, maybe let's say a couple comes for their honeymoon, and maybe he really likes to fish and she really wants to see some whales and some glaciers. And you can really do it all at Pybus Point because we can go out and we can fish. While we're fishing, the whales are right there. While we go see a glacier, we can come back and fish in the afternoon. And so although world-class fishing is probably the big draw, and most of our guests will go home with around 50 pounds, even up to 100 pounds of frozen, vacuum-packed, filleted-packed fish at the end of the trip, because you can also have the day trips, the beautiful cabins, the fireplace, the wildlife tours, and amazing food, that really just rounds out that package to make it fun for families, for couples, for corporate groups. But it's probably the fishing that's the big draw.
And Daryl, since you're all-inclusive, is boating and fishing equipment part of the deal, not to mention appropriate weather gear?
In Alaska, that's a really important consideration because we're flying everybody in a float plane and then flying you back out with 50 or maybe even 100 pounds worth of fish with you. We want you to come packed as light as possible because we know when you're going back, you're going to have all this fish with you. And so because of that, we provide everything. When you show up on property, we give you a nice pair of boots, bibs, which is kind of like a coveralls, a nice waterproof rain jacket. And then we provide all of the fishing equipment, the boats, everything you could possibly need and want as part of that all-inclusive price. So really, just a suitcase with some luggage is more than plenty. And if you bring one carry-on with you, then when you fly home, you've got more checked bags that you can use for all of your frozen salmon and halibut.
And as somebody who has fished in Alaska before, Alaska Airlines being the main in and out, they do a really good job of making sure that fish gets home. I have to admit, that's magical.
They really do a great job with that. And we've got a custom fish box that is extra insulated. And so we really do a nice job in making sure that fish gets home with you.
Yeah, the last time I flew from Alaska back to Boston, I got home with my fish and it was still packed amazingly. So high fives to everybody there for all of the fish packing. Are we correct in assuming, though, that it is a really short season, Memorial Day to Labor Day or thereabouts, and that it could still snow at any time in between?
You know, yes and yes. We are in southeast Alaska, so we're not like, you know, up by Denali where the weather and the snow is a lot more of an issue. In fact, you know, in most of the summer, if you come down, you know, it'll be 60, 65. We'll even get close to 70 on some days. But our season is the 1st of June to about the middle of September. So it is somewhat narrow because of the darkness that starts to take place and the weather that settles in mid-September.
Dan, I really like this guy. He keeps saying yes. All right, Daryl, since we're talking about the meteorological phenomenon, can guests get a chance to maybe see that aurora borealis, those northern lights?
You know, I would like to keep saying yes because it's been yes all along. When it comes to the northern lights, I hate to guarantee it, and I would say that your chances of seeing the northern lights if you come on one of our last three or four trips is probably around 40%. There's a few things that need to take place. We need dark nights, and so if you come in July and we've got 20 hours of sunlight, it never gets dark enough to see the northern lights. If you come in late August into September, your chance of seeing those goes way up. But we do need the solar activity, and we need a clear sky. But I'll tell you what, if you come in September and you're sitting in the hot tub looking up at the sky at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning in remote Alaska watching northern lights, that doesn't get much better than that.
I'd have to agree with that. And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking with Daryl Bossart of Pybus Point Lodge in Alaska.
So who exactly is your clientele, Daryl? Is it couples, honeymooners, people that love the great outdoors? Do you have age limits, and do you appeal to groups?
Wow, that's a big question. Historically, our lodge catered more to kind of the buddy fishing trip, you know, kind of this man camp like a lot of the lodges in Alaska are. However, in the last 5 years, we've kind of changed, and we still have a lot of friend trips, you know, father and son or brothers will come up. But more and more, we are seeing more couples, more honeymooners, and more just friend groups. Even small family groups will come up. And the reason for that is because the lodge isn't just this man camp, fish camp anymore. And, you know, as the nature of travel has changed, you know, people want to see more things and they want to see it together, but they don't want to go with 5,000 people. And there's a lot of, you know, really neat resorts out there and a lot of fun ways to see Alaska. The neat thing about Pybus is that we're remote and we still have that kind of intimate experience. So you can come up with a group of 2 or 6 or 10 or even 30 and have a wonderful time at this intimate experience. Because if you do a shore excursion or you do some, you know, fun trip out of maybe a charter vessel out of California or Florida, a lot of those boats, you're so packed in there that you don't have this intimate experience. Even though we might have 30 people at the lodge, when you go out for the day with your captain, you're out in a group of 4 people or 6 people. And so it's really fun for small groups, for couples, for honeymooners. With age limits, we don't have an age limit. We've had everybody from, you know, 3 months to, you know, over 100 that have been up to the lodge over the years. A couple of considerations, because it is kind of this bucket list, you know, experience for a lot of people. Because of that, you know, if you're under maybe 3 or 4, you may not remember that experience. So we do have, pack and plays and places for little kids to come up. But because we are out on boats during the day, and, you know, that creates a consideration for some parents. But yeah, we can have a lot of fun. I would say the ideal age probably is somewhere around 8 to 98. So as you're getting off boats and planes, you know, hips and stiff knees, you know, age is a consideration. We do have a lot of bucket list type trips, but, you know, because you are climbing in and out of a float plane and in and out of a boat, those are considerations that people need to keep in mind.
all good things considered, I actually really enjoyed how you worded the younger, the little tykes consideration there. Now, speaking of those honeymooners, this sounds like a really dreamy place for weddings. Do you guys host any?
We do. We love destination weddings. If you go onto the website, you can see a few pictures of those. But we've got amazing waterfalls and boardwalks and just beautiful photography places for weddings. So we would love to have weddings. We even have two of our staff are ordained ministers, and so we actually can help with that as well.
Daryl, you mentioned boardwalks a minute ago. I hear that you have the northernmost boardwalk in North America. True or false?
Well, I can't guarantee it because I haven't been too far north of where we're at, but we do have a beautiful long boardwalk. It goes over a river in a couple of places. We've got little tables and fireplaces set out along that boardwalk, which is a fun place to spend an evening with your favorite drink in your hand, just watching the bay.
Okay, and describe a typical day at Pybus Point Lodge. Can you roll out of bed and practically be at the boat dock?
You can, especially if you roll quite well. So the boardwalk ends right at the dock. So a typical day, get up, amazing breakfast, great cup of coffee. By around 8 o'clock or so, we're down on the docks heading out for the day, and whether your day isn't going to be halibut or salmon fishing, or it's going to include a little bit of salmon fishing in the morning and a hot spring soak in the afternoon. By about 5 o'clock, we're back at the dock so we can get the fish all packed and ready. And then the evening can be yours, whether that's crabbing and shrimping or kayaking or taking one of the skiffs out or just hitting the gym, sitting in the hot tub. And then you do it all again the next day.
So as I'm dreamily packing my bags for when I can travel again, I noticed that the website has pictures of guests in bathing suits enjoying some hot springs. How close is that to the resort?
So from our location, it's about a 50-minute drive, which kind of sounds like a long way, but it's actually at a great spot on the way back from some amazing halibut or salmon fishing, past some good halibut fishing. So typically when we go see the hot springs, we'll go troll for some salmon in the morning, hit the hot springs, do some jigging for some salmon or rockfish on the way back. So we really just create the day and mix it all in together.
So bibs with a robe with a bikini. Got it. All right. How old is the lodge? When did it open? And who picked this remote location?
So the lodge was opened in 1984. And it was picked by a couple of, so this piece of property used to be a commercial cannery. It was part of the Homestead Act. And then it was forgotten about for years. It was found years later on a Forest Service map because now this is a national monument with this little teeny spot carved out on the bottom of the island that was private. And so in 1984, it was found and became a fishing resort, fishing lodge. And in the last few years, we've opened it up to a lot more fishing and adventuring.
We're talking this evening with Daryl Bouchard of Pybus Point Lodge in Alaska. Dan?
Yes, Daryl, I wanted to ask you, this is probably a ridiculous question. Are you pet friendly and are you smoke free?
Yes and yes. So all of our rooms are smoke free. If somebody wants to come up and they are a smoker, that's fine. We just ask that they smoke out on the boardwalk or away from the cabins. And with pets, kind of the same thing. We do allow pets there. We prefer, generally because we're on a boat all day long for the most part, some pets are fine with that and some aren't. So we do have a lot of service animals that will come up, or not a lot. We do have service animals that will come up. Generally speaking, we don't have a lot of pets just because of the considerations, again, of the boats and the float plane. It is possible, but oftentimes Fido is more happy back home with his friends than he is, in a float plane on a boat all day. But certainly a possibility, especially for service dogs.
Okay, and where does your staff come from, Daryl? Is it mostly college kids on summer vacation?
We have staff from all over, from Alaska to Florida and everywhere in between, even from some of the islands. We have people come from all over. So our captains, we have captains from New Hampshire and Florida and California and Pacific Northwest and Arizona. And then we do have a good seasonal staff that comes up, college kids that are out on summer vacation. Because the lodge is open that first part of June to mid-September, some of the colleges that start early, that's a bit of a challenge for. But once somebody comes and spends a summer in Alaska, it's really hard to turn that down the next summer. So most of our captains have been with us for a lot of years. We do have a little more turnover on the college age that are our dock hands and our guest services team. But we would love to, you know, we have a lot of people that pick Pybus Point Lodge because of the location and the activities, but they come back to Pybus Point Lodge because of the staff.
Darrell, are there any competitors in your area, or are you the only game in town?
We like to think we're the only game in town. There are a lot of great places in Alaska to go fishing, and really you can't go wrong. But when it comes to the smooth water, the proximity of glaciers, whales, hot springs, we're the only game in town because we're so remote on Admiralty Island. There's other places on the Inside Passage, but we're the only one out there where we're at.
I mean, I have been to a few remote regions of Alaska, but oddly, I have never seen any bears while there, and I kind of feel a little bit gypped. So I need to come back, and this sounds like one of those absolute must-try experiences. Can you tell us, Darrell, how listeners learn more about the Pybus Point Lodge and how they can book reservations?
Yeah, so we are on social media, so if Instagram or Facebook is your thing, I encourage you to check us out there because you can kind of see what other people are saying about us. TripAdvisor is a great place as well because, again, you can kind of see those reviews from past guests and a lot of their great photos. To really see what we have to offer, if you can visit us at pybus.com is our main website, and from there we've got links to more YouTube videos and other great media, and you can book there, or actually it has a phone number and we'll contact you to book. We don't book online, but we'd love to visit with any of your listeners and tell them more about the lodge.
Darrell, before we go, we have a couple extra minutes here. I want to ask you, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
You know, one of the things that to keep in mind when you're visiting Alaska, I mean, there's, again, I've mentioned it before, but there's a lot of great places, a lot of great ways to see Alaska. And Alaska is so big, really, for bucket list trips, you've got to plan on two trips. One trip further north where you see Denali and you do the train, you can do the dog sled thing, and then one trip further south where you see the Inside Passage. And for that Inside Passage trip, we think we are the choice because of the proximity to all the things we talked about, and yet at the intimate level, that's much more, you know, hands-on, kind of boots on the ground, so to speak, than some of the other ways you can experience Alaska.
Well, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Our special guest tonight has been Darrell Bossart of Pybus Point Lodge, Admiralty Island in Alaska. Thank you, Darrell, for joining us on Travel It Radio.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to having you both up with us sometime in the future.
That would be great. And listeners thinking about gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or graduation, consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, An Unorthodox Illustrated History, just 480 pages for less than a sawbuck, such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or even for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travel It Radio. We'll be back next week, and we'll be talking with Janelle Moody's of Visit Lauderdale. Now this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my fabulous co-host, Keita Roberts, a.k.a. Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.